Afghans Assault Gay Asylum Seeker at Swedish LGBT Certified Asylum Home. By Chris Tomlinson on February 24, 2019. An Iranian gay man was the subject of a vicious assault by a gang of Afghans at a Swedish asylum home despite it being certified for LGBT individuals. One man, Abdulazizi, has been found guilty and convicted following the assault, which saw the Iranian jumped by around 15 Afghans after he and his boyfriend had sat down to eat dinner in the asylum home dining room, Nihitari Dog reports. The asylum home, located in Vestmanland, was previously LGBT certified by the Swedish Federation for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender and Queer Rights, RFSL, with staff undergoing 16 hours of training and two workshops back in May 2015. Following the attack on the Iranian, the home was forced to hire a security company for a 10-day period to restore order in the home. The attacker claimed that the Iranian had insulted the Afghans' mothers, which led to the violence, but this was countered by staff who testified that the Afghans had started the abuse. If I had been alone and he had said so ugly things, then I could have checked myself, but when he said this openly to everyone, we all became so upset and couldn't control ourselves. We may have made an unconscious error, but honor violations are serious for us, Azizi told police. The Afghan was sentenced to 1 year in prison and a fine to be paid to the victim. He would also be deported, save for the fact he had a previous deportation order that could not be previously enforced. Violence against LGBT asylum seekers in asylum homes in Europe has been a major issue for years since the height of the migrant crisis in late 2015. By February 2016, homosexuals, along with Christian converts and other minorities, were fleeing asylum homes due to threats and violence from predominantly Muslim men. A year later, a Serbian gay asylum seeker couple was brutally beaten to the point of near death, with footage of the aftermath of the beating being posted online. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.